Shopify's already taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing at your retail store? Give your point of sale system a serious upgrade with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything that you need to sell in person. And with Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that's going to effortlessly unite your in-person and online sales into just one source of truth. You're going to be able to track every sale across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock. You could connect with customers in-line and online. And Shopify, it's going to help you drive store traffic with plug-and-play tools built for marketing campaigns. So we're talking about TikTok to Instagram and beyond. Get hardware that fits your business, take payments by smartphone, transform your tablet into a point-of-sale system, or you can use Shopify's POS Go mobile device for battle-tested solutions. Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. I say do retail right with Shopify. Sign up for $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/headspace. That's all lowercase. So you're going to go to shopify.com/headspace to take your retail business to the next level today. I'm going to say it one more time. shopify.com/headspace.
Radio Headspace is brought to you by Quince. The weather's getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul without spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince. Now I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic year after year. Like premium European linen dresses, blouses and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more. The best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that. I just ordered the gorgeous European linen smoked midi dress in navy, and I cannot wait to get my hands on it. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/radioheadspace for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/radioheadspace to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/radioheadspace.
Headspace Studios. Hi friends, it's Rosie here. Welcome to Radio Headspace and to Monday. Can you feel it? The gentle breeze rustling through the trees, the vibrant colors of spring flowers, and the promise of a fresh start? Spring is always an excellent reminder for me to slow down, to take a moment to bring in the steadiness and ease of this cycle in nature. Today, we're going to talk about embracing the gentleness of spring while also breaking through the challenges that some of us face during the changing of seasons. Springtime has always been one of my favorite times. As I learned more about wellness, I discovered the importance of the changing seasons and how it impacts our mental well-being. Growing up in Southern California, we never experienced changes in seasons. I remember looking at those calendars posted along the wall of our kindergarten class and seeing the flowers blooming in April, the sunshine in July, and the snow falling in December. Of course, I had never seen or experienced an actual winter. I loved watching films with snow, and when I moved to Portland for a few years, I got to experience just that. In the Pacific Northwest, the transition from winter to spring is truly awe-inspiring. One of my fondest memories is witnessing the cherry blossoms in full bloom. As I crossed the Burnside Bridge, I was greeted by a breathtaking display of pink and white, a symbol of renewal and hope. Springtime brings with it longer days and warmer weather, allowing us to embrace the outdoors and reconnect with nature. It's a time to pause, reflect, and appreciate the beauty that surrounds us. But that first season, that first transition from winter to spring, that's one I will remember for the rest of my adult life. Coming from Southern California, where the weather was relatively consistent year-round, I struggled to adjust to the colder temperatures and the shorter days of winter. The lack of sunlight took a toll on my mood and energy levels, making it challenging to stay positive during the darker months. I had never experienced SAD, seasonal affective disorder, until I moved to Portland. I remember counting 21 days of no sunlight. It's wild to not be able to see the sun for over 2 weeks. The effect it had on me was palpable. It affected every area of my life. But that first season, that first transition from winter to spring, that's one that I'll remember for the rest of my days. It wasn't just the arrival of warmer weather and longer days. It was a profound shift in perspective. It taught me resilience and the importance of seeking support during challenging times. Through mindfulness and the support of loved ones, I was able to navigate the darkness of winter and emerge stronger and more appreciative of the beauty that each season brings. Mindfulness is a powerful tool that helps me stay grounded and present, especially during times of transition. As we welcome the arrival of spring, let's commit to practicing mindfulness in our daily lives, whether it's taking a moment to breathe in the fresh air or simply noticing the beauty around us. This can help us cultivate a sense of calm and gratitude. So, if you find yourself struggling with the changing seasons, here are some tips to help support your mental well-being. Number one, movement. Incorporating movement into your daily routine can help boost your mood and energy levels. Even something as simple as taking a walk can make a difference. Number two, sunlight. While it may be challenging to get enough sunlight during the colder months, there are alternatives such as light therapy boxes that can help alleviate symptoms of seasonal affective disorder. Number three, therapy. Seeking support from a therapist can provide valuable tools and coping strategies for managing seasonal affective disorder. Remember, you're not alone, and there is help available. As we wrap up today's episode, I encourage you to take a moment to appreciate the season's beauty every season. Whether you're witnessing cherry blossoms in the Pacific Northwest or simply enjoying the signs of spring in your backyard, remember that this season reminds you that change is constant. And if you're looking for support, check out our meditation on embracing spring's gentle breezes in the app. That's all for now. Thank you for joining me today. If you have your own stories of finding mindfulness and renewal in the beauty of spring, I'd love to hear them. You can find me on Instagram at Rosie Acosta. Until next time, take care, and I'll see you back here soon.